for a while. He worked at General Chemical.
What was the fireman?
I was listening to the interview that I made of him.
I wonder what we just recorded straight there.
It was funny.
You still have.
No, this is fun. Yeah. I enjoy it. Right. I've never seen anything done like this before.
The reason you use the pillow, too, is because this room is real metal.
Would you do me one favor, though?
Sure.
When you make your book, you probably have to write a book, right? Some little book. Mm-hmm. You know how I always put it? I always like to read the insides. To Millie and Tommy and her dog, Sammy, and stuff, you have to put in there to Joe. That's all. Okay. None of the other people you interview now. Just me.
Well, you're the first interview.
Is that right?
Yeah.
To put to Joe, the first interviewee.
Okay.
Wait a minute. We cut that out, Virginia.
We were talking about a prostitute.
Yeah.
There you go.
Let's see, what else do they have? Oh, tell me about any other words that they have for any part of sexuality or any applying terminology.
Everything is the same. The old slang words for the parts of the body that you and I would use.
Yeah.
Their thing, it would just be in the act itself, you know. It's head or French. It's, do I speak open here, or?
Oh, yeah. Go right ahead.
Okay. And a fuck is a fuck. They don't say intercourse. They laugh as you said intercourse. And first of all, I wouldn't even know what you were talking about.
Yeah.
You know. So when I ask you on the street, they're just going to say, which inch is it, honey? You know, you want a fuck or you want a head? And
yeah.
That's street talk, you know. They don't get nothing fancy about it.
You want dandelion?
Or both.
You want a dandelion, baby?
Post them. I'll have a post them, baby.
Oh, I thought you were giving me something else. A dandelion. I never heard of it.
You never heard of it.
Want a dandelion? That's it. Straight lay. You know, the old... Well, that's on. But they use a lot of talk for... not for the sexual things now, but...
Yeah.
Oh, geez. You know, I said I had so many conversations with them. Well, a lot of it's old street nigger talk, too.
Yeah.
You know, when they want to separate themselves from me, they go ahead and do it. And I can tell right away they're doing it.
Yeah.
But by now I'm used to it, so they can't get away from me too much, you know.
Yeah.
And they know I know, so now they just leave me when they want to talk. They say, that Tony, he have on all that dick, you know. So they don't do nothing in front of me no more. But that's basically what it is. They're a stroll. They don't think of themselves as hookers. That's TV stuff, hookers.
Yeah.
They are princesses of the pavement. You know, you ask any one of them, she say, look, you know, I'm the lady. I'm the Stony Island lady. You know, they ain't no hooker or nothing like that, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, they're great.
Do they have any special terms for menstruation, for period, or any death?
If they, I've never heard them even, that's never been, you know.
What slang terms do you use?
None.
None?
Well,
oh, Joe.
Well, what else? Well, why would you make a slang term about that? It ain't even interesting, you know. I know that the only thing we used to say when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
Was mouse mattresses or Kotex, they always call them
mattresses.
that's you know, you'd see one laying in the alley, hey, look there, you know, we got a mouse mattress. And that would be about it.
That's great.
I just put real in your post-it. Yeah, just a
fork of
tablet.
How much did you put in it?
Just a little bit.
Okay.
Real in your post-it.
Coffee.
You gotta get some terminology.
yeah, everybody. Do you ever run into any homosexual prostitutes?
Sure.
Any lesbians? How are they? Are they any different?
Yeah.
They're
ignorant.
They're ignorant?
Yeah.
How so?
One almost slashed me with a razor blade in my face one time.
Ooh.
They're fighters. The other girls, they're aware that when you make an arrest, what they're doing for a living, they know that these are some of the bad parts of it. They're going to be arrested.
Yeah.
They're going to get ripped off. Some guys are going to beat them.
Yeah.
And, you know, where the lesbians, they don't think you should arrest them. You know, when you tell them they're under arrest, they fight you. And I've also run across some guys who dress up as girls.
Mm-hmm.
And,
what do you call them?
Well, I don't know what you call them. They're guys dress up like girls.
You don't have a term for them.
Yeah. Freaks, queers, I don't know. Weirdos.